Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. And we got Randy Mueller. He's a former NFL Executive of the Year, now the CEO of MuellerFootball.com. So great time to have him on to talk all things NFL. But right now, the big news is Le'Veon Bell, one-time superstar. First 4 or 5 years in the league, on a Hall of Fame pace, catches the ball, runs it well, released by the New York Jets. Came out earlier today that they were looking to trade him. We know he was looking to get out of there. I'm sure he's happy. He's going to get his money, and he's going to, you know, whichever team picks him up will obviously need him or think they need him and think he can help them. So he'll probably get a better shot and a better opportunity elsewhere. Rob, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, just crazy. I don't know. I'm happy for Le'Veon. He'll be able to go somewhere where they could utilize him correctly, put him in play to help. I thought he would be great for Sam Darnold to open it up for him, where they'd have to respect the run. But I just don't know what they did. They never seemed to really use him the right way. And when Adam Gase got the job, he was talking already. There was rumors that, you know, yeah, he didn't really want him. Right. So I don't understand that. I mean, you can't sign a player of that caliber. And shouldn't you have talked to the coach before you gave him the job to find out, like, the star guy you gave a lot of money to try to help out your quarterback? And nobody's excelled there. It's awful. It's as bad as I can remember.
It's horrible. It is flat out horrible. And, you know, I don't think, unless I missed it, Rob, did stuff come out And we know their relationship wasn't great. We know that, as you said, Gase didn't want him. At least those were the reports. I don't know that the relationship was as bad as it was with Jamal Adams. But this is now the second, right? This is the second top talent. Adams is a star. And Le'Veon is a former star. And, you know, we'll see if he can regain his form. He's only 28, which for a running back can be up there, but still, 28 years old. And they just gave these guys away. Just gave them away in part because they can't get along with the coach.
Right. I don't even get, they're lucky their fan base can't come to the game. Seriously.
Right. It would be ugly. They'd be in the paper bags, of course. And
people in New York are like looking at these two football teams and going, what is happening? 0-10. We already know what the Giants issues, you know, they're bad as well. But the Jets, this is just rock bottom. When they hired Adam Gase, couldn't figure it out. A guy in your own division who you got to watch twice every year. So was there something that he was doing that the Jets noticed that maybe Miami wasn't? I just didn't even get that. And then he comes, and the first thing they do to sign of any trouble or anybody saying anything, I guess, is that they get rid of you no matter what. And if that's the way they want to run their business, fine. But it's head-scratching.
Yeah, it is. And it'll be interesting to see where Bell ends up. But we'll see if he can, you know, regain his old form, because he's looked bad. I mean, obviously the Jets, like you said, I agree, they've done some, you know, they've been ridiculous. I mean, Adam Gase didn't want him. You paid him all that money, and then you bring in a coach who really doesn't want him. And he hasn't produced for you. It's not all on the Jets. Some of it's on him, of course. But they certainly haven't really given him much of a chance. And we'll see if he can regain his old form. Rob, let's go back to the NBA. And Magic Johnson, the great Magic Johnson, who did bring LeBron to L.A. You know, and one thing I thought, Rob, as the Lakers were celebrating and, you know, winning their championship, their 17th championship, the fourth one for LeBron James, was, man, part of me, it ran through my mind, man, Magic could have just stayed. Because that trade would have happened. Because it was largely driven by, Rich Paul, LeBron's agent, Anthony Davis's agent. It would have happened.
I don't think that was it. I mean, Magic would
probably
never. No,
it wasn't just that. But I'm just saying he could have celebrated bringing him a championship.
I think when he wanted to fire Luke Walton and Jeannie Buss put the kibosh on that, I think that's when Magic just realized, I'm not running this team. And I can't, you know, like, I'm supposed to be making these decisions. And, you know, you're so caught up on Luke Walton and your personal relationship with him or whatever. And I think that because he quit abruptly, Chris. When you quit like that.
I agree with you. I agree.
And that's the only way that you would walk down and just quit and call an impromptu press conference?
No, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I'm just saying, if he had stayed, he would be celebrated as the guy that put this team together. And look, LeBron clearly wanted to be in L.A. Would he have gone there with or without Magic? I guess probably. I don't know for sure. But I do know this. Magic taking over the helm, the front office, gave the Lakers the credibility, regained their credibility in LeBron's eyes. You know, because Jim Buss had run them into the ground. Jim Buss, you know, Jim Buss Jr. or Jim Buss. And they were reeling. And bringing in Magic, a guy that LeBron respects, and obviously the guy LeBron met with that night in free agency, gave them the credibility where LeBron could say, I'll go there. Or, you know, he could believe enough in them. And I agree. I mean, I'm not saying Magic would have been the one necessarily pulling the strings, but he would have ended up getting the credit. But he obviously gets enough accolades as it is. So anyway, he was on First Take, Rob, and he talked about the GOAT conversation and where LeBron is in that with Michael Jordan. Here he is. Oh, we don't have the sound. My bad. But basically, Rob, you know what he said. He said that if LeBron wins one more, that he will be right there with Matt, with Jordan as the GOAT. I got the direct quote. I'm going to read it to you. Here he goes. Magic Johnson on the GOAT discussion. LeBron James is well on his way. If he wins one more championship, Michael and him are going to be right there together. If he gets that next championship, it's going to be hard not to say he's right there with MJ. I said the next one, which will be 5 for LeBron, because with 6 for Jordan and 4 for LeBron right now, it's hard to say he's overtaking Michael at 4 championships. I think once he wins a 5th and repeats, you know, meaning they win it next year, the key word is repeat. That's a good argument right there. So he's saying if LeBron wins next year, that, I mean, he didn't say definitively be the GOAT, but he said he's right there with MJ. Your thoughts?
He said nothing. Magic gave you an empty quote filled with nothing. He didn't tell you anything, because if you just said it and you had to qualify it, because he didn't make it clear. What does right there mean? What does that mean? And if he was, and if I was on that show, I would have said, Magic, what do you mean? What does that mean? Will he be the GOAT if he wins a 5th? And what about the 6 losses? Do that count in? Does that just the 5 wins matter, or does 6 losses factor in? What does right there mean? It doesn't mean anything to me.
There's a lot of double talk going on.
It's hemming and hawing because he doesn't want to make LeBron upset. You know, he still got to deal with Michael or whatever, you know, like, so it's a lot of double talk. And this is why, you know, a lot of times you have problems when you ask athletes to critique each other, because they're in bed with too many people. So they're not going to give you an honest take. Right. They're not.
I said it, Rob, on the Herd last week, and Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson seconded it. They've been saying, you know, in the last few games of the playoffs, they were saying LeBron James has had the greatest career of any player ever. And so I went on Colin's show and he asked me about that. I said, what is that?
Nothing.
I said, what does that mean? If you've had the greatest career,
you're the GOAT.
You're the greatest player. Yes. So, how can you say that LeBron James has had a better career than Michael Jordan? Is 6 titles better or is 4?
Forget
is
about anything
years
else, right?
Is leading the league in scoring better or is 1? Is 9 all defensive teams better or is 6? Is 5 MVP awards better or is 4? And I'm just, it's building a franchise from nothing.
The Bulls,
the Chicago
were garbage.
Bulls were a joke, into a dynasty. Better or is going to a few different places? Is three-peating twice when only one other duo, Shaq and Kobe, have done it in the last 54 years, and you did it by yourself twice with Scottie Pippen? Is that better, or is winning is repeating once better?
Or being in Cleveland 11 years and winning one championship?
And look, I get the longevity argument. You know, that's God, obviously that's LeBron. And look, it's more than longevity. He's still in his prime. I mean, you know, we presume he's at the tail end, but he's still balling out. I mean, he's playing great. And that longevity argument, the length of time he was excellent. Okay, we get that. The leading 3 different franchises to the championship, we get that. That is great. But when you say, you know, kind of imply, well, Michael Jordan's the GOAT, but LeBron's had a better career, as you said, Rob, it's double talk.
It's nothing.
It's flap doodle. It's balderdash, poppycock. I mean, say it.
They don't want to say it because, see, this is the problem. If LeBron wasn't still playing, they would, right now, Chris, they would say Michael Jordan. But LeBron is still playing, and they feel like, well, I'm doing the games. I'm going to have access to him. I don't want him to shut me out. I don't want him to talk to ABC or ESPN and say I shouldn't be on the broadcast. That's the problem. That's the problem. Seriously, guys, you guys could knock us all you want. The sports writers and the analysts and the people who are journalists who have gone to school for the training. Knock us all you want. We're more objective. Athletes can't be objective, the ex-athletes, because they're friends. They're buddies. Their agent knows the other guy's agent. They played AAU together. I don't know. Their kids play together. They can't be honest with you. Magic did double talk.
And look, if Jeff and Mark want to say LeBron's the GOAT, say it.
Say it.
There's an argument. I mean, I disagree. Rob would disagree. There's an argument, though. I could craft an argument for LeBron. And so,
we
say
had Chet,
it,
but don't Channing double Frye,
talk, like you said.
Channing Frye coming on talking about 1A and 1B. What is that? We had to check him on that. Stop with the double talk. What are you afraid of? Really? LeBron's wrath? That's what it is.
And Rob, you know this is what? We haven't even said it today.
It's a Trash Talking Tuesday that's coming up at the in about 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
So get your takes ready. You can trash anyone or anything in the world of sports, and you should start calling in, like Rob said, in about 20 minutes. All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob. You know what to do. Keep it locked.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. And Rob, little update. Tennessee just scored again. This one's over. They're up 28-10 with 11 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Buffalo's still for real. 4-1, they'll fall to, and Tennessee will jump to 4-0. So, you know, Josh Allen, they do have the football, and we'll see if he can make some magic, but it's going to be awfully tough. But Rob G, you know how he likes to talk big and bad when he's off the air, you know. And so he had a lot to say during the break about our conversation. And he thinks LeBron, do you think LeBron is already the GOAT, Rob G?
No, that's not what I said. And I also, what I did say though, and this is for you, Robert Parker, as well, I don't like that this show suddenly became the shop where you guys just agree on everything.
It's
disappointing.
We just had a heated,
okay. I'll rephrase. When it involves anything pre-year 2000,
anything in the last hour,
anything that's
about?
From last century, you guys are 100% lockstep in on. Like I said off the air, I can feel the grays in my beard coming in listening to you guys talk.
Because we think Jordan's the GOAT.
No, because you don't.
That's the, what?
It's not that you think he's the GOAT. It's that you don't concede that it's a lot closer than you're giving it credit.
Oh, just to how?
I do. I do think it's close.
When you look at the totality of their careers, when it's all said and done, LeBron's going to have him wiped off the map statistically in every category.
But no, it's regular not just season, about numbers.
I understand
it's just
that.
Not about
I understand
numbers.
That. It all goes together.
He played since he was in high
right.
from high school.
But if and when they win next year, which they're the favorites to win it again next year,
yeah,
he
but
has
that,
five
that's
rings.
Every team that wins. Okay. They always make him the favorite. That doesn't mean
if he
say
had,
he loses. Though.
Rob G, let me ask you this: right. Who's the best running back of all time?
That I've seen, or who's the best?
The best. Stop.
I think Barry Sanders is the best running back.
Okay,
of all time.
Emmitt Smith's numbers.
But that's a different conversation,
time.
Chris.
No, I'm just saying. Don't give me the just number. LeBron has played. Michael Jordan really had 11 full seasons.
No. Don't say
okay,
that.
Okay.
He played a whole career.
Hold on. I'll say he had 13. Okay. No, he did play a whole career.
Right.
But 13 seasons. That's counting his last two. In Washington when he was an old man. And he got hurt one year, played 17 games his second year, or 18, whatever it was. And then came back from baseball, played 17 or 18 that year. So he really had 13 full seasons. LeBron has had 17. And so he's going to have probably 20. So you're darn Skippy.
Right,
his
right,
total numbers
right.
are going to smash
you
Michael
can,
Jordan's.
Even if you look at the advanced stats, LeBron's beating him almost across the board, too.
Actually, so, the number one advanced stat is PER, and Jordan's
and even
the
guy who invented the PER
minute,
said that's
minute.
Not a good stat to use
but
anymore.
But wait a minute. But if you're looking at it in these modern times, it tells you that Michael Jordan's career still stacks up.
Right, I agree.
It's not always the case. Sometimes you'll look at players from another time and you look at his numbers and go, it's like the war in baseball.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you look at a couple guys and go, well, he really wasn't that good or as good as we thought he was at the time. Jordan still stacks up as the best guy.
Well, see, and a big part of it, Rob, both Robs, is the three-point shot. That's true. Shooting percentages are much higher now. Points per game are much higher now because half of the people's shots are three-pointers. I mean, seriously, when half of your shots are worth three and 98% of mine were only worth two or
right.
99%.
It's a huge difference.
Michael Jordan averaged 30 points a game when you could get hammered in the paint, when you could hand check, and when teams average about 95 points a game. Now you average 30 in a league where teams are scoring 110 a game, Half the shots are three-pointers. You can't hand-check them. There's nobody in the paint to contest your shot on most nights. Luka, look at Luka Doncic's numbers in his playoffs. They're basically the same as LeBron's. Look at James Harden's numbers. Look at Russell Westbrook averaging a triple-double three straight years.
Right.
I mean, you can't just do the numbers.
I'm not saying it's just the numbers. I'm saying that's part of it.
You notice how Rob Parker, how that bass is gone from Rob G's voice.
What I'm saying.
A lot of trouble up in here now.
It's hard to get it. I see now why Rob got frustrated an hour or two, because you guys talk are so long-winded, you can't get a sentence in. And you're like, oh, see,
all
I got you on that one.
Trouble.
Look. What LeBron James is going to have working for him is that he's going to say, I've been to the finals every year for the second half of my career, basically. I'm guessing five. I don't think he's going to get six, and he's going to have five. He's going to have every single major record statistically in NBA history. So when you factor all of that in and you're discussing the greatest player of all time, His resume is going to be right there, if not better than Michael Jordan's.
But how can you? Here's my other thing.
Go ahead.
You're looking for the at the end of the game to win the game. Okay.
Uh huh.
Who are you giving the ball to, LeBron James?
I would give it to Michael Jordan.
Okay.
Right.
It just says something to me. Because I think most people will say Michael Jordan.
Right, and that should factor into it. Right.
And I'm just saying that that's a part of being this greatness, is that most people would not only because LeBron can't make a shot, but you're afraid if he goes into the free throw line. Do you know what I mean? Like there's some other stuff that also factors into being the greatest. Michael doesn't just have six rings. He has all these other numbers that people just stop talking about. But this whole notion that it's only the six rings is fraudulent. And
absolutely right. That's what the young folk want to dumb it down to. Oh, it's just six rings. It's not just six. We bring up all types of stuff. And I'm going to throw this at you, Rob G, because I'm open. I'm not, Stephen A. went on today, said there's nothing. And Rob, you're probably there too. There's nothing LeBron can do to become the GOAT. I'm not going there. I'm open to seeing. And I don't know if I'd say if he's got five, maybe if he gets six, but there are other things, Rob G.
But here's what I'm going to throw at you. Then you're fighting an uphill battle. That's not fair.
It should be an uphill battle to pass Michael Jordan.
But why is it that he would have to have six championships to match him?
One,
plus
it is
an
not
additional
matching
five
him.
More appearances.
It's no, not but it losses.
It's not matching him. It's getting to 500 in the finals. It's not having a losing record in the finals. That's where you're
dismissing context.
And I'd have to wait and see.
That's when you're dismissing
but
context.
No, I'm not dismissing
yes,
context.
You are.
How?
Because you're taking apart the Cleveland the first time against San Antonio, one of the biggest underdogs in history.
Hold on, Rob G, let me go. Because you're right. I don't hold that against LeBron. But the problem with that argument is that LeBron gave up championships he should have won. Dallas, Michael Jordan never gave up a title he should have won. I don't think he ever lost a series he should have won. And Dallas, you should have won.
Yeah, but Jason Terry outscored him.
And old San Antonio ran roughshod over the Miami Heat. When LeBron had the stacked team for 4 years, he only won it twice, which is great, but it's not Michael Jordan.
Yeah, one of the most disappointing elite teams ever. We talked about that.
Wait, right. And here's the other thing. Let's get to the games. Their games. Mike, give me a weakness in Michael Jordan's game.
I wouldn't say any.
Is there a weakness in LeBron's game?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. I would agree that Michael Jordan is a better player. But when it comes to the GOAT debate, just like Tom Brady, doesn't necessarily mean he's the best quarterback ever. It means he's had the greatest career of any player ever.
That's not GOAT. That's not what
But that's
is.
What people say about Tom Brady, because I've never met a single person who thinks Tom Brady's the best quarterback they've ever seen. Ever. No one has ever said that
he's not.
Exactly. But he's referred to widespread, maybe not by Rob Parker.
Not everybody.
By a lot of people who think he's the GOAT.
It's also a tad different in that football is, and maybe this works against Brady's GOAT title, but basketball, one player can have a lot, even a quarterback as much impact as they have, basketball is five players. And you can have more of an impact in basketball as a star than you can in football, even as the quarterback. Because if your line is horrible, if you got no receivers, no running game, it's going to be hard on you. So, interesting discussion right there. All right, we got Randy Mueller coming up, former NFL Executive of the Year, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
He's a former NFL Executive of the Year, CEO of MuellerFootball.com. We welcome Randy Mueller to the iCouple. Randy, how are you?
What's up?
Doing great, guys. I always get a smile on my face when I know I'm coming on with you guys.
Hey, it's a lot of fun having you on, man. We respect your knowledge, so let's get right to it. Lamar Jackson. Now, they're still 4-1. They're looking great, except for the game against Kansas City. But Lamar's numbers aren't close to what they were last year. Is this an issue? Are teams figuring him out? Why isn't he putting up the same numbers? And do you think this could be a problem down the line?
Well, I think it's a league of adjustments, to be honest with you, Chris. It always has been. I think defensive coaches in the NFL are really good. And eventually, they find ways, especially with very athletic quarterbacks like Lamar, they find ways to keep you in the pocket. So they're gonna come up with the mush rush. They're going to come up with a disciplined outside rush that doesn't really rush. They're going to figure out ways to control him and know where he's at. Obviously, he's still going to break out and make plays outside the pocket, but it's a struggle to do it consistently against good defenses. So now it's up to the Ravens to figure out the next chess move. You know, they got to figure out a way to maybe have some more design to get him out on the edge to really be run pass oriented in the same play to put pressure on those edges and on the corners. So we'll see. It's a period of adjustment now, and ball's in the Ravens' court.
Well, we have agents from here on out not allow their star quarterbacks to play without a big contract in place. I mean, the Dak Prescott situation, when you look at it, did his agent or him do the right thing by betting on himself in a sport where you could get hurt? It just seems like he probably should have had a bigger deal or shouldn't have been out there with the potential of getting hurt.
Well, there's always risk, no doubt about it. When you talk about the giant dollars that these guys earn nowadays, I can kind of see it from both sides. But here's the thing with Dak, and God bless him and his family. The injury was awful. I can't even watch it.
Yeah.
But having said that, I don't think it's going to change anything, Rob, to be honest with you. I think he'll still get paid. He's still going to be it'll still be up to the Cowboys whether they tag him or not. If they tag him, it's going to be another $38 million a year. And I think that's the only way they'll have to keep him is if they tag him. Because guess what? There's going to be other teams even more desperate. They're going to sign him. Hey, you're talking to a guy who had Drew Brees signed in Miami when he tore his rotator cuff, his labrum, and the whole bit on his throwing shoulder. And we still were willing to give him $10 million a year until our doctors said no. So there's going to be a market for Dak Prescott. I don't think it's going to be a discounted market either. I've heard a lot of things out of Dallas, Jerry, and their whole crew the last 24 hours. It's not going to be a discount. They're not going to get him on a 1 or 2 year deal to prove it. Somebody's going to pay him. Just a matter of who.
Randy, let's get to the news that broke within the last hour, and that's the Jets releasing Le'Veon Bell. Now, one, does this make sense for the Jets? You still got to pay the guy. And you let Jamal Adams go. Now it's Le'Veon Bell. And two, what do you think is a good landing spot for Bell? And, you know, our team's going to really be high on him and trying to get him in their building.
Well, a couple things. I think, first of all, we now know the formula. If you want to get out of New York, you just got to say something bad about the coach or the GM.
Yep, right.
I mean, come on. Seriously?
I mean, that's all it takes, and they just let you go no matter absolutely. How talented you are.
It's crazy. I don't understand it. Having said that, they said they did it because they'll make their team better. I don't know. I don't see another back on their team that makes them better, that's for sure. But I do think there will be a little bit of a market for him. They still owe him $6 million, and that's going to be offset if he takes another deal. So what if Bill Belichick calls and offers him a veteran's minimum deal? The Jets will be paying him $5.5 million.
To play for the Patriots.
They'll be paying him $500,000, and he'll be beating their butts.
Right, right. Can he still help a team, do you think? Like, I mean, he obviously hadn't looked good in New York, but it's hard to look good there with that team.
Yeah, they've written a book on kind of how to mess things up in New York, that's for sure. I think he will be hungry. I think he will be out to prove somebody wrong. I do think he's got mileage left on him for sure. It's a matter of finding the right setup. And, again, I don't think the Patriots have a guy like him. They've got some pieces that they interchange. They want to run the ball anyway. They'll find a way, I think, to use him, and I could see him landing there. There may be another team or two involved, but it's going to be minimum salary that gets him because no one's going to pay him more than $6 million, and the Jets are already on the hook for the balance of it. So it'll be interesting to watch the next 24 hours. I could see him landing someplace fast.
We got like a minute to go. We've seen a couple coaches get fired. Quinn got fired. Is Matt Patricia next, or does he survive the year?
You know, I think I see a little bit different scenario in Detroit. I do think they have a little better team surrounding Stafford. I think it's a group that he has proved that he can get the defense playing better, and they've done that. I guess time will tell. Though he's in a division that's going to be tough. Obviously, the Packers are kind of running away with things. I think Minnesota is better than their record shows, obviously.
And the Bears are good, Mike.
Yeah, the Bears are good. At some point, we're going to have to give them a little credit. I've been late to jump on that bandwagon. But, you know, he's got his work cut out for him. I don't know what success is in Detroit. Is 8-8 enough for him to survive? 7-9? I don't know. They've got to get over the hump at some point.
All right, Randy Mueller, former NFL Executive of the Year, CEO of MuellerFootball.com. Make sure you check out that website. Randy, thanks a lot. We'll get you on soon.
Sounds good, guys. Good talking to you.
Yep, always.
You too. Thank you. All right, Rob, what's it time for?
All right, Trash Talking Tuesday, line up 877-99 on Fox.
877-996-6369. Bring it, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. You know what time it is. It's time for Trash Talk.
Don't you ever talk about me.
It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
It's your teeth, Reggie. I don't know whether to smile at you or kick a field goal, man.
All right, let's kick it off with Tony in L.A. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, I heard somebody was looking for respect. LeBron James is channeling his inner Cardi B. His lips are twerking. If you want respect, LeBron James, you should have showed up at Blaze Pizza. Remember that? If you want respect, LeBron James, in 2004, you should have won gold instead of bringing home the bronze medal. If you want respect, LeBron James, as a Laker, you should not have had to team up with the Boston Celtics and Rajon Rondo to win a championship for the Lakers. We had 16 chips before you came here. So go to New York if you want worship, because on Sundays in L.A., we go to church, baby.
Wow. That was strong.
Chris,
Tony always comes strong, but that
George
was strong.
George Roingster. I wanted to call him George Roingster, but Roingster.
Is this George?
Yes.
Put some respect on my name, man. Hey, I'm trashing you and Rob, Chris. You guys have nerve. It was nauseating sitting over here listening to you two old heads just over here just like, oh, yes, co-signing each other. Yes, Michael. Dude, it was old. It's tired. You guys sound like old get off my lawn guys, and you won't let common sense get in the way of your argument. LeBron James. I was a Jordan guy, grew up a Jordan guy, but I had to admit what LeBron James has done on and off the court, what Michael Duck
not
doing,
off the court.
Not with the
better.
Off the court.
No, he's not on the court.
That had nothing to do with his basketball.
No, I'm saying, it's harder to do things on the court when you're worried about off the court stuff too. So I'm going to let everybody else get in the trash talk, but both of you deserve it just over there co-signing each other. It's gross.
Hey, you damn kid!
Hey, we gonna get Roingster on soon. So
yeah,
we,
you can have
really
him
air
on.
This out.
Yeah, you can have him on. Judith in D.C., you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Judith?
Parker, you don't get away with it. Steal a Nation don't let you get away with it. We heard that crap. Hall of Fame quarterback was injured last year. We traded the Rocket Man who had some legs so we could get our defense right. Where's the Pittsburgh Steelers now, you turkey? You're always cracking on us, but we always there. How many championships we got, bro? And we don't vote. We wait and let the season play out. Hail to the Steelers. Here we go, Steelers.
All right, Judith.
Wow. We got some good ones today.
Eric in Kalamazoo, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Gentlemen, I'm hitting both you, Rob, and Chris, and that last caller for talking that stuff. Put some respect on it. LeBron James tied the Boston Celtics, and all y'all Clippers fans, y'all spent 1,000 years talking about the Clippers. Now everybody hurting, like that guy from L.A. talking about they were straight going to church on Sunday. He's a Clippers fan. Magic Johnson brought him there, and you look at the caliber of who he beat, Curry's, Tim Duncan's, and to bring that championship back to L.A. in his second year when people talking about he wouldn't get another championship. Hey, man.
Curry,
the respect
what are you talking about? Curry what?
When Golden State's the greatest team, they was down up 3-1. He came back and beat them. These are all great players. Tim Duncan got 1,000 rings. He came back and beat them. Michael Jordan beat who? Utah twice? How many championships they got?
It's funny. Karl Malone.
Come on, man. Portland and L.A. had been destroyed by the Pistons already. He ain't even beat nobody. He the GOAT. He ain't beat Larry Bird. I don't get it.
Yeah, I'll give you this. These are the people that LeBron stopped from winning championships. Derrick Rose, Jimmy Butler, Dwight Howard, Paul George, and Carmelo Anthony. Now let me give you Michael's list. Barkley, Kevin Johnson, Kemp, Payton, Reggie Miller, Patrick Ewing, Stockton, and Malone. And if he didn't retire those 2 years,
you
Chris,
missed a few.
Olajuwon and Drexler might not be
right
on there.
Right. He kept Olajuwon from winning. When Michael was playing, I mean, and here's the thing, because I battled with Nick Wright on this. You know, he wants to count the year LeBron came or Jordan came back from baseball after a year and a half off, right?
Right.
Well, here's the proof. You can't expect anybody to be close to the top of their game after a year and a half away from the sport. LeBron was off 6 weeks last year with an injury and couldn't lead the Lakers to the playoffs.
To the playoffs.
So 6 weeks. Compare that to a year and a half of playing baseball. So I'm just saying, I don't even count that year they lost to Orlando. They came back and swept Shaq and Penny.
Right.
The next year.
Is that it? Are we done? I don't think we have time. Do we?
We can go one more.
Joseph in Indiana, make it quick. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. Who are you trashing?
I'm trash talking LeBron James. That fourth title he won means nothing because he did not win it for Kobe. He didn't want it for himself. He'll never have the man. He's a man who destroyed the NBA. Magic and Bird, Jordan, Kobe, all build this great legacy up. He destroyed it. As Clay Travis states the fact, LeBron James ruined the NBA.
Joseph, wow. We had some spirited calls today for trash talk.
Judith,
Rob,
she was really on my case.
I'm a little upset at both of you, though, Rob and Chris.
I'm worried about you.
You know, like when we have a trash talk, it's supposed to be the fans can rant, but you guys have been jumping on everybody today. What's up with that?
Yeah, because some people are just throwing stuff out. It's been a rough day. I'm done.
It's all good.
Little rigmarole.
Different. When I said it last time, it's different.
I'm done.
What? All right. It is the iCouple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker signing off. Go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud. Download the podcast. Leave us a comment. Leave us 5 stars, subscribe, and tune in tomorrow. It's the iCouple. As we always say, peace!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. 2 420-foot vertical speedways, 3 launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hills and Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's
what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.